Hi guys, it's Megan Segura.
And Rachel Roberts.
We are digital producers here at Bravo, headquartered in 30 Rock in New York City.
New York.
And it's been a big week for this podcast.
It has been.
iTunes featured us.
Yep.
Right above S-Town.
Right above S-Town.
Yep. That means we've made it.
that or, as Tyler Perry would say, once people come for us and start suing us, then we've really made it.
Totally. And you listeners who've already been listening, like, are ahead of the curve.
Right. You're just...
You were on to something before the rest of the world picked up on it.
Right. You were wearing chokers 3 years ago.
And we won't ever forget you.
Megan.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Atlanta?
Yes.
Because it was an epic season finale.
It really was.
It was like the culmination of this entire series to me.
And as I said a couple weeks ago, Rachel and I recently rewatched season one of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and this episode was such a callback to that.
It was. It was like all your old friends were there. There were just so many, like, I had moments that I was like seeing that episode again when she's getting ready for that party, when she was like, there's going to be security at the door.
I know. The infamous party where Nene didn't get in.
Right. And then the callback to Dwight's fashion with no fashions.
Fashion show
with no fashions. It was good. We got to see that wig tug again.
Oh, I know.
So good.
But we started the episode on a really uncomfortable note.
Very uncomfortable.
So seeing Riley coming face to face with her dad for the first time, and it seems like a long time.
According to Block, she's just brainwashed.
Yeah, no kidding. Aren't you surprised that Riley, like, was okay filming that?
I was surprised that she didn't, like, she seemed very shy.
Yeah.
But I would have been crying. Like, I would have not been able to handle it. I would have asked to go to the bathroom like 15 times.
I know. And then just like the look she gave Candy when Candy's like, I'm going to use the restroom. And she was like, do not leave me.
Yeah, her looks the whole time were just like, are you believing this guy right now, Mom? Yeah. I don't know what to say to this. Like, this man who I don't know is saying these things that I know aren't true. And it was very uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable when Candy and him started fighting.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because it was like they were saying things that are very serious, but they were doing it in a way where they were keeping it sort of light.
Right. They weren't like really going in on each other.
Right. It was, yeah.
But it just was very uncomfortable is the word. And I was very disappointed in Block because he kept saying that she was brainwashed. He was there. He's been there for her. And then there was at one point that he was like, you know what? I'm going to man up and finally admit that I haven't been and apologize. And I was like, thank God.
I know.
It made me be like, maybe there is a future there. Maybe, you know, because I think if they want to have a relationship, they should try.
Yeah. Well, he promised there would not be a lapse in communication again. We'll see.
We shall see. Only the future will tell us.
Can we just go right into the party?
Yes.
Why masquerade?
I mean, I think some might think that that is the height of sophistication.
Okay.
Like in Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I know what a masquerade is.
No, I just...
It was like a funny touch. Like, it was... nice, but it was also like, we're here for the chateau. We don't need the extras.
Right, I don't need to be wearing this mask. Yeah. It's only going to hinder my ability to look around.
I love that she was going over, like, what some original cocktails should be, and she wanted to name one Neverland.
I know, it was so good. Also, if you are throwing a masquerade, would you wear a mask?
Right.
I found it interesting.
Oh my God, does this not tie perfectly into the conversation we were having yesterday about Ever After?
Oh my God, it is so perfect.
Because I said I would want to wear a glitter mask. Just like Drew Barrymore.
Just like Drew Barrymore. We were referring to it because I felt that Eden running away at the end of the Beverly Hills finale was similar to Miss Drew running away from Cinderella's ball.
Apparently that movie it makes sense in a lot of these housewives scenarios.
What we're saying is housewives are all
What we're saying is go rewatch tales. That movie. Great.
Everyone is like genuinely complimentary about the house, except for Kenya.
Except for Kenya.
But the fact that Peter's like, whoa, this is a big house.
It's a big house.
It's huge. Yeah.
Huge.
Like, I'm not surprised the basement isn't done. I'm not surprised that it took 5 years to make.
I know.
It's huge.
Such a big house.
What did you think about the, as Kenya would say, bat signal?
I didn't even understand that.
Oh, it's because she had like the big light saying Chateau Charest on the side of her house. I'm so glad we went over it so you could understand.
I know, because I was like, what are they talking about? That's funny. Okay. So as we mentioned, a lot of like OG housewives making the appearance. Mm-hmm. Lisa Wu. Woo woo! And then Kim Zolciak.
Yes.
It was so good.
Walking in with a solo cup on brand.
She just knows what she's doing. You know what I mean? She's not one of these wallflowers who walks in like, oh, I don't know anyone. She's like zeroes in on the drama and just like dives in.
Yeah, I don't think Kim has ever been a wallflower.
Right.
What did you think about Candy and Kenya going down to the basement?
Shady.
Shady. You think it was definitely on purpose to be shady?
Yes. Not on Candy's part, but definitely on Kenya's.
Right. I was really uncomfortable for Candy because she was like, I don't think we're supposed to be down here.
I know.
I also like that she was like, a lot of people don't have unfinished basements.
I mean, why would that be a priority?
Right. Of course. And if you want to move into this house you've been working on for 5 years, I'd be like, whatever if the basement's not finished.
Who cares?
I just want to get
cares?
In there. So what? Who cares? So of course, then we're getting the tour.
Yeah.
And that's when Kenya and Kim.
Who do you feel like won?
Oh, Kim.
Me
for
too.
Sure.
Here's where Kenya just totally lost me when she said, at least I don't look like I've had 5 kids. Of all the people to say that to, you're going to say that to Kim Zolciak, who looks like
amazing. I loved when Trey was like, she looks amazing.
To me, I was even like, she looks better than amazing. She looks like she's never had a child.
Right. Like, you would never know that she's had a gaggle of children.
Right.
Yeah. No, completely.
It was just like, okay, not even a good insult.
The one shady shade she did was the husband.
Oh, well, and calling her Octomom.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I
yes,
missed Octomom.
I was like, Octomom.
Oh, come on. But Kim, like,
yes,
stopped
but when
it.
When she went after Croy, Kim was just like, eh. And like,
I love when she was like, 20 million to make, I think he's okay.
Really? 8 years in the NFL, 20 million? I think he's okay, bitch.
Jesus.
Or something. Like, it's just like, don't come for Kim. And you could tell after in everyone's reaction, like, I loved when you had Sheree, Phaedra, and Portia, all of who have kind of gone against Kenya.
Right.
And they're all just like, woo, Kim! Like, she really brought the heat. Like, it was so nice to see them kind of, like, commiserate over, like, she took on Kenya and won, you know?
And I can't, like, get it out of my head, just the, you want a man, you don't.
Oh, right,
you
right.
You want a kid. Can't.
You can't.
Fine.
Bitch, you want to be me. You want to have a baby.
Never,
you can't.
Never.
You want to have a man. You f***ing don't.
Oh, so good. But I think my favorite part might have been Sheree using a wardrobe change to end the tension.
Weird.
I loved it. I was living for it. She was like, I'm not about to have any more fighting in my house. Wardrobe change.
So funny.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Sheree
be cray. I was happy to see that Kim and Candy might move on because they were like, let's get lunch at the end.
Who?
Kim and Candy.
Do you think that'll happen?
I think that it will. I think that this is the beginning of something.
I hope.
Yeah.
Because Candy strikes me as a, once you cross me.
Never again.
Never again.
Yeah, but I think she also,
a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
5 years. I didn't realize it's been that long.
Right. And when they kept saying 5 years and she's had four kids, I was like, oh, my God. Although I did note in interview that Kenya was like, at first I didn't even know it was Kim because her face was completely different the last time I saw it. I was like, ooh.
Rude.
Rude. So nasty and so rude.
Okay, so Phaedra and Candy.
Phaedra and Candy in that.
Once again, I feel like that's sort of the theme of every episode.
Is Phaedra and Candy.
Yeah.
It all comes back to Phaedra and Candy. Let's go back to Cynthia first bringing it up. Because she even says she was being like a bone collector again and being kind of messy. And I was like, did you have to bring it up, Cynthia, that they invited Apollo's girlfriend? And that
kind of
started this whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's just like they both are in the wrong. Like, what are you doing, Phaedra? You can't pretend like you're not helping Johnny out. It's on. I can't wait till Candy watches these episodes.
Right. Okay, because this was interesting. So Phaedra says, I can't talk to you about it because I am an attorney and that's client-attorney privilege.
But it's on TV. I know. I was thinking that too. I don't know. I have no idea how it works. Not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Not a mortician.
Not at all.
I don't know anything.
Not even a real housewife.
Not even a real housewife. So yeah, I didn't understand that.
I'm sure it'll come up at the reunion.
I'm sure we'll find out. I think we should watch that.
Yes. Okay. So a preview came out for the reunion. It's going to be four parts. Never in Bravo history have we had a four part reunion.
And can we just say we have fellow producers who went, and we were getting texts and emails from it, and literally I was shocked. Like, I cannot believe what happened.
I agree. And all I will say is I have been very pro one of the ladies.
Until now, some
of the information that came out may have changed my mind.
Right. It is a game changer.
A doozy.
a doozy.
Next time on the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
Who's on ready tonight?
I mean, first of all, they look amazing.
Start now, won't be nice.
We got a lot to talk about.
Let's plunge into the lady pond. Kenya, when are you going to have a real relationship and stop hiring actors?
Really?
Trust me, bitch.
Actors.
When you had an experience with a girl, was it an isolated thing?
Not many girls.
Under 10?
Damn,
oh,
Andy.
My gosh.
Are you dating?
There's somebody that I like a whole lot.
How can you possibly joke about sending Sheree through a windshield?
I'm so glad he goes
there.
Did
he hit you?
I've never talked about this.
Yeah, he needs to.
Phaedra, why didn't you admit you started the rumor?
Candy just happened to be collateral damage.
You want to have two different lives.
Well, I'm doing it on national TV, so the public will see both.
But you got caught in a megawatt lie.
Y'all accused me of being a f***ing rapist.
I will serve the cease and desist, so I want to have Phaedra speak.
Portia, you keep saying why I think she pulled your string.
Tell me what's going on.
The lies. The lies.
I am so f***ing done.
Don't leave. Let's lay this on, you guys.
My God.
See, this is the type of I'll be talking about.
That is f***ing crazy.
I literally have chills.
She's a fraud. I've been telling you that.
I'm not taking it no more.
What did you think about that?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
I'm shocked.
I love Candy.
This is the lowest I had ever heard of in my life.
Like, I just want to know, what is Portia crying about?
All I have to say about it is that if Phaedra loses Portia, she is an island.
No, don't say that. Don't even put that out in the universe.
Based on her screaming at her just then, what is going on? And then, I don't know. I can't freaking frack.
Because it's like, even when you know the bones of what happened at the reunion, you don't know what each comment is in reference to.
No, you don't
know who's yelling at who. I need it.
I know. They all walk off.
Wait, what did Portia scream at her when Andy asked that question that was like, when are you going to get a real man, Kenya, and stop hiring actors?
I think it was something about truth.
Really?
Trixie, bitch.
And if you want to watch the preview without our commentary, you can watch it at bravotv.com.
We'll put the link in the bio for you. I don't know why I said it like that. Y'all can find. I'm in a weird mood. You can find the link in the bio.
You can find the link in the bio.
You can find the link in the bio.
All right, we need to move on to Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by
Simon Van Kempen's Tight Leather Pants.
I am real. Did I sound like it?
Yes. That's from his Watch What Happens Live performance, in case you guys don't remember.
We'll put a link in the bio to our montage of all of your favorite Bravo Liberty performances, from I Am Real to Too Close.
Yeah, what's your favorite
real
one?
Real Close. I mean, Real Close is up there for me.
Yeah.
Because it's so bizarre.
I think my favorite one to sort of watch back is the one where Luann performs Money Can't Buy You Class, because she just does it with her back to the audience.
Oh my God, and then she turns around and throws cash.
But like she's just shaking her bottom the whole time.
It's so funny. Please go watch the clip. It's so good.
All right, so Real Housewives of Potomac.
Potomac. I don't know why I sang it. I just wanted to.
Just looking at me like,
so, Megan.
Yeah.
The Casino Royale night is finally here.
I know.
What did we think?
Okay, well, maybe I'm too nice. I didn't think
okay.
It was as terrible as they
as
made
everyone
it out
was saying.
To be.
Right. I just think that it's like after her rejecting their help, after Katie Roast, slaying Karen for her O Gala, it was like, okay, you show us what a big D.C. Potomac gala is. And I think they were all like...
a little underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can get that. Like, cause maybe don't call it a gala.
Right, because I don't know if you remember, even Charisse's birthday party was at this, like, big hall
right.
with all of these lights
right.
and, like, big... features and stuff, like that was something.
Right.
This had a champagne tree?
I think you're forgetting that it also had an amazing performance.
I would never forget that performance.
Did they call it an ode to Jackson 5?
For some reason, the Jackson 5 was mentioned in reference to whatever happened on that stage that night.
I mean, you can hear it in some of the music.
Can you?
Like when they break, they're breaking down the beat.
So weird.
But I was going to ask you, because you're such like a theater nerd, is that from a play or something?
Not any play that I know.
Because they were definitely singing in their theater voices.
Right, yeah, it was a performance.
Yeah.
Like for sure.
They put the man in performance.
Performance. I just love Giselle's reaction. She was like, what is actually happening right now?
I mean, I think they all were. It was weird.
It was so weird. But you know what? It happened.
It happened.
Katie did it. What did you think of Katie asking Robin about auctioning off Juan? Which, first of all, wouldn't you arrange that ahead of time? You're
that
not
going
to just like, spring that on somebody.
And also, yeah, maybe don't ask the ex-wife.
Who lives with him still?
Right.
What are you thinking?
No.
So it came. It happened.
It's gone.
It's gone. Giselle's dating now.
Cute guy.
He's really cute. Kevin.
Makes some inappropriate jokes.
I think that Giselle likes that, though.
Right.
She did say last season that... like, her ideal guy is a good guy, but just tell me that you spent one night in jail. That's all I need.
Oh.
So she likes a little bit of an edge. She needs, yeah. like, a little bit of a bad boy.
Okay.
I thought it was really cute that he, like, loves her mom.
Yeah, that's sweet.
In other relationship news, Ashley and her husband.
Not the most exciting way to spend the anniversary.
No. I just found it, like, we've seen cracks, and we know that it's not going well because of the restaurant. But when she said that she feels judged by her husband.
Yeah.
That really, I was like so sad for her.
Well, even the way he talks to her, I feel like that's maybe the downside of having such an age gap is I'm sure he can't help but feel paternal in some ways.
Right.
But
or yeah, at least I know better because I'm older
right,
than you.
Right. And he definitely talks to her that way. And I don't think he does it in a mean way, but it just is like,
And I don't think he did that last year necessarily, but I think it's because they're in business together.
Right.
He knows business so well.
Yeah.
And it just complicates their relationship. But that just made me so sad for her.
Right.
We have a new wife. Monique Samuels.
She's really pretty.
She's so pretty. I have met her IRL. Okay.
I got a little Alexis Bellino vibe from her.
In what way?
That she was like, I have four houses.
Oh.
Now, yes, to some, she's just stating a fact. But as Robin said, a little bit of humble bragging going on.
But she said that in reference to Giselle saying, oh, you don't have a home?
No. She said it at Pure Bar, too.
Oh, she said it at Pure Bar, too. Yeah, it's not something that you, like, would bring up naturally into conversation, I don't think. Right?
No, I think I'd be embarrassed to, like, have so much.
And then also with the assistant just bringing them cocktails after Pure Bar. Like, I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I would love that. But, yeah, it's a little showy, I would say. What about her rap?
Oh, it was really good. For some reason, I was thinking of, like, her shawl. And I was like, I didn't notice. Like
her Pure Bar shawl?
Yeah, good rapping skills.
I thought it was, like, really good. I was so surprised how good it was.
It is funny how Giselle was, like, hazing her.
Because she did the same thing to Ashley.
Yeah.
That Ashley over there. That hoe over there. Never forget. Yeah, she said that, and then she also, later on when they were fighting, just cut her off and wouldn't let her, like, contribute at all, a thought. I was like, and I think this is just, like, the beginning.
Yeah. But she seems nice.
She seems really nice. She seems, like, super, like, content in herself and confident. So I think that's always good in a housewife because then they're ready to take on anybody.
Yeah.
And I also didn't think that her hair was like Princess Leia. I really liked it.
Oh. Wasn't my favorite, but I also did not get a Princess Leia vibe.
No, I didn't get a Star Wars vibe at all. I mean, when she said that, I was like, oh, I kind of see it. But not right away. So we're at the tea. Giselle and Charisse, the big apology. I was shocked that she apologized because she had just said earlier in the episode that she was like, I'm not ready to apologize at all.
Yeah, do you think someone said something to her?
I think either she was like, I just don't want this. We're going to be seeing so much of each other. You know, we run in the same social circles. I really don't want this to continue.
Yeah.
And also, she's had Robin tell her. She's, after that big conversation with her in the alleyway, maybe she's like, maybe I'm not super proud of what I said, and maybe I do owe her an apology.
Yeah.
So. Because if you have, like, one of your good friends telling you, like, hey, man, you messed up, that's one thing. That might, like, really affect you wanting to apologize. So that all happens. Everything's, like, peachy keen between – well, not peachy keen between Charisse and Giselle because, you know, there's that Monica Lewinsky comment just in the air now.
She's a Monica.
Right. Ugh. So then they're fine. And then Karen's like, but wait, Robin, I want to talk about how you were talking about your good friend because you're supposed to be ride or die for her and you were talking all about how she was in
right.
the wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, they just made up this, like, whole beef that you're even talking about is squashed. What is the deal, man?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Karen.
Yeah. And I was glad Robin was like, no, I'm not, absolutely not going to allow you to, like, even go there. That's ridiculous. But I will tell you, based on seeing the next episode, it doesn't end there. Yes. Between Robin and Giselle.
I'll stay tuned. Next episode, we're going to be talking about part two of the Vanderpump Rules reunion, and we have Ariana Maddox on.
Yes.
She talked all about the reunion and, like, what the big surprises were for her.
Where she is now with Stassi and why they might not get along.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Subscribe, like, and follow us on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy.